Looking for strategies that will help you engage in meaningful conversations with members of the Mormon Church? Well, if so, take a look at Sharing the Good News with Mormons, a new book produced by Harvest House Publishers and edited by Mormonism Research Ministries' Eric Johnson and Sean McDowell. Sharing the Good News with Mormons includes 24 helpful essays from 24 Christian apologists, scholars, and pastors. Pick up your copy at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or order directly from mrm.org.
Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, first of all, we'd like to wish everyone listening a very happy Thanksgiving, a day that our country sets aside to hopefully give praise to the God who provides so much for us as individuals. And as we have been doing since we began this show back in July of 2011, we like to use Thanksgiving Day and the day that follows to just give our thanks and praise for what God has done through this ministry and allowing us to do all the things that we have done. Certainly this past year, Eric, has been very busy for us. We have been certainly speaking in a lot of churches as a result of the book that you worked on with Dr. Sean McDowell. Also, I've gotten back from the country of Haiti, where I was ministering over there to a number of Christian pastors because of the temple that is being built in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And so we've been able to do quite a bit of speaking this past year, but what we like to do on this particular show is to read some of the comments that you, our listeners, and you, our subscribers to our newsletter, Mormonism Researched, have sent us. And as you have encouraged us, we hope that those who have not read these comments before will also be encouraged by some of the things that people have said about what we are doing here at MRM.
This first one says, I have two older brothers currently serving missions with their wives and another who was serving a mission with his wife when she passed away. They are putting a full court press on me to come back to the church. The Mormon stock in my family is strong. Thanks to the research of people like you, I'm holding my own fairly well. Thanks again.
The reason why I'm encouraged by a note like this is because one of the goals of Mormonism Research Ministry, ever since I founded it back in 1979, was to hopefully be an encouragement to Christian believers, to give them information that will help them stand firm in their Christian convictions, regardless of some of the arguments that may be raised by, in this case, Mormon family members or Mormon acquaintances, those that you may work with on the job. Because sometimes Mormons do raise arguments that sound pretty plausible at face value. But if you look very carefully at some of the arguments that Mormons do raise in order to defend their church, you see that they're not always as strong as you might think. And so when I read something like this, it shows us that we have done what we've wanted to do, and that is encourage Christian believers to stand firm in the faith and to give a good answer of that hope that lies within us.
Another reader says, Hi, I've read your book and received your newsletters for a couple of years. My question is, how do I write the letter to the LDS Church requesting my membership to be terminated? I remember seeing something to this effect in your materials, but don't know where. Thanks much.
This person is probably referring to an article that we have on our site that's called Leaving Mormonism, and you can find that at mrm.org/leaving-mormonism. Basically, what we do in that article is explain what you probably will want to mention in your exit letter, as they're often referred to, and plus the address where you will send it. Now, since that article was written, there has been another concerted effort on the part of an attorney who has a website called quitmormon.com. In my personal opinion, the reason why I would first of all suggest that you write a letter to the LDS Church headquarters, the reason why is to explain why you are leaving the Mormon Church. I kind of look at it this way. Let's say that you have a business that is doing some things that you certainly don't approve of, and you want to stop patronizing that business. To just quit going there is not really going to make for a huge amount of change, because they don't know why you're not going there any longer. But if you were to write the church and explain to them why you no longer wish to remain a member in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, at least they are going to have a record. Whether they really pay attention to it or not, that's their business. But at least you have, one, expressed your differences, and two, you've brought a sense of closure as to why you are leaving the LDS Church. You can go to quitmormon.com, and certainly that will be handled very expeditiously. But as far as we know, you are not giving a reason why you're leaving. You're just giving this organization a bunch of pertinent information that they are going to pass on to the church. And yes, your name will eventually be taken off the membership rolls, but the church really won't know why you did that. So in my opinion, I would probably use both. Go to mrm.org/leaving-mormonism, and then write your letter explaining why you want to leave, and then probably go over to quitmormon.com and give your information to that organization, and they will make sure that your name is taken off quite speedily.
Another letter says, I wanted to just write and thank you for the helpful article, 10 Lies I Told as a Mormon Missionary, and that's by Lauren Frank on our site. And you can find that by going to mrm.org/10-lies. And it actually is one of the top five articles that we have people looking at on a daily basis. It goes on and says, I've been witnessing to my best friend through letters since he left on his mission in June, and pretty much have hit a brick wall with his responses. So I did a little digging and came across this article that I think may prove to be helpful. I had never heard of this organization, referring to MRM, prior to finding this article, but I am very glad I have now.
And that's an encouragement. I know there's a lot of people who don't know about us. We're probably one of the best kept secrets on the web, you might say. But still, it's good that people can utilize the information that we have. And as you mentioned, Eric, you're right. That article, for some reason, is one that is quite often visited. It could be because of the title, 10 Lies. And certainly Lauren Frank, as a missionary, was saying some things that he was told to say that he found out later on were just absolutely untrue.
Another one says, you have produced a powerful site. Thank you for your good works. P.S. I am just coming out of Mormonism. Now, Bill, I love it when somebody is trying to find out more about the church and they land on our site and they find out these things, or they're just now starting to get out. I think our site can be very helpful to them.
And I hope they will also see, and I hope you will understand, that certainly our desire is not just to see people come out of Mormonism. Our heart's desire is to see them come to a saving faith in the Jesus Christ of the New Testament. It does not make us happy to see people go out of the Mormon Church and off into agnosticism or atheism.
The next couple of letters have to do with our radio program that you're listening to right now. This listener says, I've been listening to your program and podcast for almost a year now. Your ministry has been undeniably critical in mine and my husband's development in Mormonism. My husband comes from an LDS background, and it has only been within the last year that it has clicked for him on how lost they are and how much they need Jesus.
Yeah, that's also encouraging. And I think one thing that I get from a post like this is it doesn't always happen overnight. And sometimes we get email from people who have come out of the Mormon Church wondering, why is it that my loved ones don't see what I see? My usual response to an individual like that is, well, how long did it take for you to see what you saw? Many times they admit to me it took many, many years. And so what I do in a case like that is remind them, don't be impatient when it comes to your loved ones. It took you maybe several years to come to the conclusion that you now have. Give them the same amount of space. Everybody is different. Some people tend to see the errors of Mormonism and in a relatively short time may come out of the Mormon Church. Others, it may take a long, long time. My mentor, Art Bedvarson, who was a Mormon, it took him 8 years before he eventually saw that Mormonism was no longer an organization that he wished to be affiliated with. His wife, however, started seeing the errors of Mormonism in a relatively quick span of time. So people are different, and we need to be patient with them. And many times I think there's a lot of impatience on the part of the ex-Mormon, hoping that their loved ones will come out based on just what they're telling them now. And that's just not how it works all the time.
This is another letter. It says, I would first like to thank you for your work. I have really benefited from listening to your podcast over the past couple of years. I first started to use your resources to better understand the views of my neighbors. I'm now at the University of Edinburgh, and there are dozens of Mormon missionaries in and around campus. While I have not yet had a substantive dialogue with them, a couple of my friends have, based on a few basic facts I shared with them about Mormonism, such as archaeological difficulties, the Book of Abraham, their claims about the apostasy of the church.
So here's an individual who's reading our material, passing our material on to another individual who probably hasn't read our material, but still it becomes effective. That's encouraging to me. The multiplication process there is we're getting the word out to one individual who passes it on to another, and that's certainly a blessing to us.
This person says, I listen to KGBA out of Holtville, California, that airs your program during the week in the morning. Your program is very well done, and your compassion for the LDS people is refreshing and exemplary. Now, I'm going to say, Bill, the compassion thing is what we really aim at here, and what we do on our website, what we do on these radio shows, we want people to know we don't hate Mormons. We love Mormons, and we're just trying to give them the information that's necessary for them to be able to make an informed decision. As Mormonism talks about agency, everybody has the right to be able to make their choice, but we have to have full information to make a reasonable choice.
It is frustrating to us when we are accused of doing this because we have some sort of animosity towards the LDS people. That certainly is not the case with us. I can understand how in our culture nowadays, an individual may see somehow that disagreement is akin to animosity or hatred. That's a sad commentary, I think, on our culture, because that's not always the case. We just happen to disagree theologically. It doesn't mean that we have a personal problem with Latter-day Saint people. In fact, we've often mentioned that we find the LDS people to be great citizens. They make great neighbors. They're often very fine people. Now, you can always say that you're going to have an exception to the rule. You're going to have that even among those who profess Christianity, folks. In fact, I've often kidded with Mormons that I've probably had more professing Christians treat me badly than I have professing Mormons. Well, that's probably because I know more professing Christians than I know professing Mormons, but still, our desire is not based in some kind of dislike or hatred for the LDS people, and I find it very unfortunate when some Mormons write us and assume that that is the case, because it certainly isn't. In tomorrow's show, we want to continue looking at some of these very encouraging letters that we have received from folks such as you, and we hope that you do have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations compiled by Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever, is a valuable resource when wanting to know what Mormon leaders have said on a given topic. Pick up your copy at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or mrm.org.